USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is calling the death of Breonna Taylor a tragedy. A grand jury is charging former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson with 3 counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree.
The grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for 3 counts of wanton endangerment for wantonly placing the 3 individuals in apartment 3 in danger of serious physical injury or death.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting the battleground state of North Carolina. Biden in Charlotte saying the economy is struggling to recover as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
You have 30 million people on unemployment. You have 20 million people figuring whether or not they can pay their mortgage payment this month. And you've got millions of people who are worried that they're going to be thrown out in the street because they can't pay their rent.
Some House Democrats are again pushing to renew efforts for a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks after broader talks have largely stalled. The economic impact payments must be made because the rent must be paid. That's according to Democratic Congressman Al Green. Green making those comments during a House panel hearing with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. House Democrats and Senate Republicans both put forward proposals that differ in cost and scope. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on the Breonna Taylor case, Kentucky Attorney General David Cameron says the Breonna Taylor warrant was not a no-knock warrant. He explains.
Evidence shows that officers both knocked and announced their presence at the apartment. The officer's statements about their announcement are corroborated by an independent witness who was near in a proximity to apartment 4. In other words, the warrant was not served as a no-knock warrant.
Top federal health officials are on Capitol Hill discussing the response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on the prospects of a vaccine.
And finally, and importantly, the issue of vaccine. We have put together what's called a strategic approach to COVID vaccine development. As you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, there are 6 companies that the federal government is playing a role in either helping to develop, subsidizing, or supporting the clinical trials. We're harmonizing the trials so that information from one can be applicable to another. Currently, there are 3 platform candidate vaccines that have entered into phase 3 trial. Very soon, there will be a 4th.
More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.